Jacks. On the floor, Gary Gould's coming in for Braden Brandel right now. We've got Elijah Lind, also Graydon Severin, and number 22, if you want to help me with his name.
Yeah, that's junior Zachary Kazak, a new face there in
Kinko. Also, we've got the, Brian Eichley coming in as well for the new Stewie Hawk. Or, sorry, that is the T-Jacks. Also, we have new Stew right now. They're down by 10. King Cove just gave a shellacking yesterday to New Haven. And right now, New Stew, a much different paced game right now. King Cove taking their time, saving their energy. They've got a long day of games up ahead. This game's right now, 4:30. We're going to have Sand Point going up against New Haven, and then King Cove and Sand Point will square off at 8. Here's Graydon on a fast break. Turns over to Kazakin. Kazak on the left-hand side, just a little bit short. It hit the bottom of the rim. Last touch by New Stew. That's going to be a throw-in on the baseline underneath King Cove's basket. Inbounding over to Graydon. Graydon, no look pass to Kuzakin, takes a three just over the rim, nothing but the bottom of the net. Great shot there by Kuzakin, making the score now 18-5.
Yeah, and as you said, Austin, we do have a little bit of a slower pace here in this first half from King Cove. Playing nice, firm, fundamental basketball, set up now in a 1-3-1 defense. Ball possession in favor of New Stew right now in the hands of number 11. That's Juan Hollow with the ball. Tipped out by Kazakin. And now here's a fast break by Graydon. Graydon tried to dunk earlier and just went off the back of the iron. He did get up there pretty high, though, as Graydon gets his first buckets of the game here.
20-5 now. Oh, it was Graydon that tried to dunk. I thought you said that Braden tried to dunk. And I was like, Braden tried to dunk? Okay, that makes a little bit more sense. Yep, ball now in the hands of number 2. He finds number 11, Wanhala, for the New Stew Eagles. Moving the ball around, breaks into the paint, runs into all sorts of T-Jacks, dishes it out to number 10, Chris Jr. Oh, what a great line, but just short of the rim for a three-pointer. Second attempt on the putback, no good. And here comes King Cove storming back. Graydon was trying for a fast break, but good defensive transition, forcing him to send the ball to the top of the key, where Gary Gould will take a shot. No good off the back of the iron. Rebound to New Stew. Four.
So New Stew bringing up the ball there for number 2. That's Blanca Jr. with the ball in his hands there as he dribbles. A little bit of razzle-dazzle. Shake over to the wing. Back up to the point spot. Guarded by Kazakin.
Good. It's a very young team for New Stew. They played Sandpoint well yesterday. Shot from the baseline for 3. No good for New Stew. Severin with a rebound. Gary on a fast break. Just taking it all the way in. Nice. Just a carry out of the NBA right there. What you see when you just take into the lane. Took that extra one step they give the NBA players.
Yeah, nice transition there by Gould. He saw that shorter Blanca Jr. in front of him, and he just took that lane.
No hesitation.
He had that angle, and he just took it. Nobody's going to take that from Gary, especially if that defense is short. Like you said, these New Stew guys, you know the future's bright for them with such a young team like this. I mean, they're playing with confidence. They're playing nice fundamental ball. But they're just a little outmatched by these teams. As number 2 there, that's Blanca Jr. fires up about
way
a 30
downtown.
Footer there. Yeah, that went way outside, but off the back iron. Gould over to Kazakin. Back up to Severin. Fake shot. Long 2, no good. He gets his own rebound.
Nice follow up.
And off the back iron there, rebound goes to New Stew.
Graydon making some good shots and getting some good looks, but he just can't quite connect with the net.
Yeah, hasn't really been himself early. His body language is a little bit dropped in this first half. I think he had a couple of no calls that aren't going his way. His confidence is a little bit down right now. But King Cove in favor, 22-5, 2:23 remaining here in the first half. Ball possessed by New Stew over to the flat by number 10 there. That's Christopher Jr. with the ball in his hands, keeping his dribble alive as he gets the ball down low, then dribble back out past the three-point line. On the floor for King Cove, you have Kazakin, Lind, Severin, Gould, and Eichley. Long 3, in and out, just rattled
oh,
in
man.
And out there.
Nice
long
cherry
pass
pick.
By Eichley, up to Gary, who was right there. Nice pass by Eichley. Gary for 2.
24-5 right now. Update on the score. King Cove still in the lead. It's 1:50 left in the first half. Here we go. Number 11 moving up into the pocket. That's Craig Wanhala. He runs into traffic, dishes back outside. Number 2 with the ball now, Blanca Jr. Jr. back to number 11, Wanhala. Moving down around the perimeter. 5, I think that's Gusty that's going to take the shot. That one's in. 2 points for the Eagles as Damian Gust puts one in.
I think that last one was actually a three there by Gust, and that's his 6 point. He leads the scorers as it's now 24-8 with about a minute to go here in the first half.
Good steal by the Eagles there. Caught the T-Jacks looking. Gust now with the ball, moving it past the half-court line. Getting over to Wonhalla, drives into the lane. Fires one off from about 12 feet out. No good. Gould with the rebound. Here comes T-Jack on a real fast transition.
Oh, great pass there from Gould. Wow. Awesome look to Graydon there for the finish. He read that one, threaded that needle straight to his teammate for a great finish there for the layup.
That was one heck of a pass. Eight.
Yeah, that was a great read by Gary. He's having another great game.
Absolutely.
Gould was your player of the game yesterday in the opener against New Haven. He had 28 points and 10 assists, so a nice double-double there for Gould to open up the tournament.
Here we go. The new Stu with the ball right now, looking on way outside the perimeter. Number two, Blanca Jr. The ball pass is stolen by Gary. He's got two ahead of him. He's going to try to get through. Just plow through the defense. No call there. Gary just went really head-to-head with that guy and couldn't make the layup. Good defense stopping the point, but, man, that was some bravery by number two, Blanca, taking that drive.
Yeah, and that last drive by Gould was a little bit misread by him. He had Kazakin coming straight down the middle lane. He's lucky that he didn't get an offensive call on that one. It was a little bit too aggressive.
I agree.
And Gus did have his feet planted, so that would have been an offensive foul if Billy had called that.
With the buzzer.
Time runs out there, and the buzzer. Severin's shot was no good. 26-8 in favor of King Cove. Some of your scorers. We have Gould with six, leading the T-Jacks. Braden Brandle had a great first half there, Austin. 4 points for him. Young sophomore getting some action.
Looking good.
Yeah, and number 22 there, that was Lind, gets his first couple baskets for King Cove as he gets his first 2 points. For New Stu, your leading scorer is that'd be Damian Gust, the senior, with 6 points. He had that long three there in the second quarter. And Jacob Andrew, that tall, he's kind of New Stu's only hideout there. Running that spot there, and he has his first 2 points of the night as well.
So a bit of a sleepy first half here in Sandpoint, 26-8, low scoring, but good basketball being played by both sides, kind of gearing things up for a long day. Don't forget, at 4:30, Sandpoint's going to square off against New Haven. At 6 o'clock, we will have the Lady Eagles going up against the Rookies in New Haven. And then tonight's final matchup at 8 p.m., it'll be Sandpoint, the Eagles versus the T-Jacks in a rematch, a rematch of 2 weekends ago, or last weekend. It'll be a great matchup. Lots of basketball all day, so stay tuned. We're two down, three more to go. We got 8:45 on the clock after a long first half of broadcasting. Paul and I are going to take a quick break.
All right, yep, we'll be back here in a few minutes.
Thank you so much, Holden. We are live here in Sandpoint for the second half of King Cove versus the New Stu Hawk Eagles. We are underway. The score is 26-8. King Cove is up, and there's a steal. Braden on a fast break puts up two more for the T-Jacks, making it 28-8 with 7:15 to go here in the third quarter. And it's just been a very slow-paced, even-keeled matchup between these two squads, and both teams obviously saving up energy for tomorrow's games.
Yeah, as you said, Austin, both these teams will be playing two games today, so you can tell that they're being aware of that. Both coaches, great pass there from Severin. Nice save there and bucket there for Severin. He gets his fourth point of the night there. But, yeah, as you said, Austin, both teams playing two games. Coaches are aware of that, so they know that they're going to have to save the energy here. King Cove will see Sandpoint later at 8 o'clock. New Stu will see New Haven at 6:30. Nice block there from Duarte. Kind of surprised to see Duarte in there. He had a knee problem early in the first quarter. Seems to be all right, getting in there, getting that knee loose. I know he has had knee problems in the past, so I know that Coach Brock's going to be taking good care of that big center that he has in the middle there.
Yeah, I was disappointed to see that in the first quarter, right out of the gate, just with a tweak. Here we go, number 11 with the ball for New Stu. This is Craig Wonhalla, and he's going to try to pass it. It's going to be tipped out by Gary Gould, so a throw-in from the sideline. 10 will bring it in, Philip Christopher Jr., and he finds number 3, Jacob Andrew, the big junior. He drives into the lane, gets past traffic, tries to dish it across, took an elbow to the face, it looks like. New Stu's going to hold on to the ball. They're passing around in a quick timeout. I think that, someone might be bleeding or hurt.
Yeah, big shot there as Andrew was trying to drive that baseline, kind of just ran into Eichley's shoulder there.
Yeah.
Eichley's a pretty solid kid. He's a sophomore. He's a wrestler, though, so he does have a lot of muscle up there in his upper body. Looks like Andrew is okay as Tabitha checks him out. But, yeah, he does have some blood in the mouth, so he's going to come out.
Fortunately, to have a mouth guard.
That's what I was just going to say there.
Fortunately,
he had the mouth guard, but you did see the head whip back. So you're going to have Coach Walcott there take a look at his player, make sure he's all right. I'm sure we'll see him later. 30-8 in favor of King Cove, possessed by New Sioux. 6 minutes remaining here in the third.
Here's one Hall with the ball. He quickly finds Philip Christopher. Christopher brings it over to the right-hand side, looking for an opening. King Cove not giving anything up with the kind of like a tight man 2-3 zone type being played like we saw King Cove or Sandpoint do yesterday. Stolen by Duarte. And, oh, ball just snatched right back by Christopher Jr., and he's going to maintain possession for New Sioux Hawk, and the Eagles will get a second chance. Good break. Here's number four driving in. That's what we'll call it. Walcott Jr. can't quite get the shot off. They will pass it to the perimeter. A long three-point shot by Christopher Jr. won't go in. Fighting for the rebound. It's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by the Eagles. Cherry-pick pass to Gary Gould, left wide open on the far end of the court. That was a court-to-court pass from Graydon Severin that just was on the money.
Yeah, that was a long full-court pass there from Severin to Gould. Great connection there from those two.
Wow.
King Cove, yeah, they showed that tight man-to-man defense yesterday, showing a it looks like a 1-3-1 zone there from King Cove.
I feel like you're making these things up. Don't you?
Yeah, so that you're putting one of your little guys underneath the basket to kind of run that baseline from corner to corner to shut down those threes. I love that 13 defense. So like we said there, Duarte not getting a lot of action tonight. Tweaked that knee. Coach Brock's definitely going to want him later for that Sandpoint game as we see Lynn check in for Duarte here with 4:58 remaining in the third.
Brian Eichley on the floor right now. Braden Brandel, also Lind. We got Severin and Gary Gould on the floor for the Eagle for the T-Jacks. And the long three attempt by Gary. He's got a good line, nothing but net.
Nice shot there from Gary. And Gary having another great game. He's up to 11 points, leading all scorers. But, you know, Austin, we just got a report in from New Haven. Gary's sister, Elena Mack, netted 57 points in that game against New Haven. So I don't know if Gary had heard about that point total, but he might be trying to catch his little sister here in this game.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to catch her. She's just been having the season of a lifetime. Shot by Braden is going to go in and out. Picked up by Severin. Severin's going to put the put back two times. Neither of them go. Here's his third attempt, and that time he gets it to drop. Gary just dominating the boards underneath the basket. And, like, you know, it's an almost all-freshman squad for New Studio Hawks, so the height differential is tremendous between the two squads.
Yeah, that was three straight offensive boards by Severin. And you could tell, if you just watch his body language, he's a little bit frustrated not getting those easy buckets. They're just not really dropping for him. So he's trying to get those tough ones. Oh, nice fake there from Eichley. Didn't take the lane, though, as he got around Pelt in the post.
Yeah, he ran into a little bit of traffic, though. It looked like he was off balance. He didn't have the confidence to go up to the basket, so he wisely sends it outside. And here's a whistle. I think we're going to have a timeout called by Shadow Brock.
Yeah, and I think we just had Severin tweak his left ankle there.
Gosh.
So Coach Brock, a little bit concerned. He's got a really small team. Very talented team, but small. That's King Cove's greatest weakness here, and everybody knows it. So now you have Duarte and Severin here injured. Well, not necessarily injured, but hurting a little bit here. In this game, 37-8 in favor of King Cove, as Coach Brock here has a 30-second timeout, and he's got two of his studs here on the bench, and we'll see Kazakin come in for Severin, and we have Gould, Brandel, Eichley, Lind, and Kazakin on the floor for the T-Jacks.
And looking at the list here, we've got number three, that is Jacob Andrews on the floor, number two, Gussie Blanca Jr., number one, that is Elijah Christopher, on the floor, looking at the rest of the lineup, 34 Peltz was on, just like he came off. Number 5's on there, Damian Gus, and then rounding it out, looking for that final number, is Makia Walcott the 4th. That is your lineup. And another basket scored for King Cove just now, 39-8 is the score with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter.
Yeah, great give and go there from Eichley to Brandel. On the same side of the court, they just kind of operated that. Nice and simple play, give and go. Nice, fancy left-handed layup there for Brandel for the finish, number 40. Great finish.
There are tons of seats, and we have Sandpoint coming up at 4:30. If you're wondering about dinner, don't worry. We've got lots of opportunities to eat some delicious food. Hot dogs are out there supporting the senior class. Also for the, I believe, 8th grade class, we've got pan set and egg rolls. So come on down if you're looking for some food and some basketball. You can get both of your carnal desires satisfied, food and basketball. 4:30 Sandpoint's going to tip it off here, so make sure you come on down for a great game. New Stew with possession here as they got 3 minutes left in the quarter. Ball goes into the hands of number two. That is Gusty Blanca Jr. Taking it onto the perimeter. Five, Damian Gus with the ball now. Back to Jr., Blanca Jr., trying to get around. He hands it off to 10, Christopher Jr. Christopher looking for a chance. Ball is snatched from his hands, but he gets it right back from Lynn. Good job by Christopher. And he's a real playmaker for the New Stew Eagles. Just can't quite get a lane. It's been a three-point game for them. They're going to throw it away. Stolen by Brandle. And here he is on a fast break. Good job being the defense. Can't finish the layup.
Oh, Brandle's got to finish that layup there. He had the middle lane. Didn't really take the angle on either side of the basket. Tried to take it right from the point. Just couldn't finish that layup. But a great steal and tip for the fast break. Three-pointer up and no good. Kind of a big rainbow arc. Rebounded by New Stew.
That was Christopher Jr. with that attempt, but New Stew's going to get a second chance after they get the rebound. Here's four with the ball driving into the paint, puts up a shot from about 10 feet out. No good. Rebound goes over to Kuzakin. And here comes T-Jax with 2 minutes to go. They lead by 31. All right, handoff to Gary Gould. Gould standing at the half court, just calling out the play right now. The boys spread out wide. Kazakin's wide open on the baseline for three. You can't not take that.
Great shot there from Kazakin. I'm really liking the way he's playing. Like I said yesterday, he's new to King Cove, a native of King Cove, obviously. But first year back, he had been down in Washington. Great wrestler, learning the sport of basketball. He's a hustler, he's a worker, and he's going to get another three-point attempt here from the same spot, but that one's no good. Battled there by Lynn, and he gets the board, but then turned over by Lynn as he tried to find Kazakin over there in the corner for another three, but picked off by New Stew.
That's a great steal by Elijah. Christopher just got right in there, and here's a long shot for Junior. Just arcs like a rainbow straight in, touches the bomb, swish.
Yeah, teardrop there from Andrew. Great finish. Bit of an uncharacteristic release, but man, that when you get that kind of arc, you can get that thing to drop.
Yeah, 42-11 is the score. Here comes Zach, and he's going to dish it back out. Another laser pass to Brian Eichley from Severin. He is just a master of the pass.
That was a great look there. Down to Eichley in the post. He just turned around, finished. Great finish there from Eichley.
That was Gary that put that one in. Sorry about that.
Oh, yeah, that was Gould with the assist. And he like you said, Austin, he does run great vision there. Oh, and there's Eichley with a pass to Brandle, and he gets that layup to go. Nice vision there from Eichley to find his teammate Brandle. And Brandle having a great game here. He's up to 8 points for the T-Jacks.
Bit of redemption there for Brandle on the fast break. There was a quick transition. Christopher's going to take that another 10 for three. That one just came shy of the rim. Rebound goes to King Cove, and there we go. Kuzakin got the dish in from, I believe, Gould for the perimeter, and at that right-hand corner, drains it. Nothing but net 3 points, 49-11 now, as we round into the final seconds of the third quarter.
Yep, that was another great look from Gould, finding his teammate. Kazakin heating up from three here. He gets his 8th point of the night. So him having a nice balanced game as well. You're seeing a nice, well-balanced attack from King Cove, even with two of their stars on the bench, Duarte and Severin. Buzzer beater no good there. By number four, that's Walcott. As we'll be headed into the fourth quarter with King Cove up 49-11.
I want to say thanks to our sponsors really quickly who make these games a reality. Thank you to the Alaska Commercial Companies and King Cove and Sandpoint. Also, Gould & Sons and King Cove. I want to say thanks to the cities of King Cove and Sandpoint, the Schumann Corporation and King Cove Corporation. Also to the Aleutians East Borough, sponsors of KSDP that really help these broadcasts. Sandpoint Generating, also a thank you to Tel Alaska. Thank you to Peninsula Airways and Precision Air here in Sandpoint. So many sponsors to thank, so little time. We just really appreciate all your support to Island Marine Surveyors and Sandpoint as well, and Allen and Letty's Rental. Thank you for your support of KSDP. And, of course, you, the listener, you are the reason we're here. If you're not a member, please become a member. Every little bit helps. Contact KSDP 383-5737 to get your name on the list. And we just thank you for listening. Coming up at 4:30, we will have the Sandpoint Eagles going up against the New Haven Malamutes, so stay tuned after this one. And as we go into the fourth and final quarter, the score will be 49 for the T-Jacks and 11 for New Studiohawk, which has been just a very even-keeled game for both squads, working it out here, pulling each other out, and everyone's kind of preparing for the day of basketball that's coming their way.
So on the floor for King Cove to start off the fourth quarter with that open. Looks like they're going the wrong way there for the New Stew. And they'll take that shot up on, it looks like their own basket, but I...
Nope, that was correct.
That was correct. I think King Cove wasn't sure which basket.
Totally wrong
at
where they're supposed to be defending.
Yep, that was a mental error there from the T-Jacks as they were defending their own basket.
Getting a little clap from the crowd.
New Stew will get their own. We'll get two easy points, probably the two easiest points overseas scored a basketball game there, folks.
Wow.
As King Cove was defending their own hoop there.
What a pass.
51-13 in favor of King Cove.
Man, that was a great pass to Lynn, who was right underneath the basket and just does a little side shot in. That was a beautiful, I think that was Braden that just lasered that one in. 51-13 now. A soaring attempt at a block by Kazakin, but it's not going to do anything as Christopher Jr. puts up a shot for three, and that's his second three of the game. Here comes Duarte playing point. He's back from the injury off the bench. He finds Kazakin. Kazakin, nice spin into the lane. Doesn't take the shot, though he had lots of opportunities. Finds Bray on the perimeter, who sends it right down to the bottom post, where Brian Eichley is going to put it in from the left-hand side. Good for two. Great pass around there by King Cove.
Yeah, it looks like King Cove's, it looks like their strategy going into the fourth quarter is to get that one extra pass, because that's kind of what we've seen here on each of King Cove's first four or five possessions. Working hard to get that extra pass, passing up that first attempt to get that second better look. Tight defense there from Brandel on this 1-3-1 defense.
Ooh,
good defense from King Cove as picked off by Eichley. Oh, that was a missed travel there on Eichley, but he'll pass it out to Duarte.
Duarte almost loses it, trips over some sweat possibly on the floor. He finds Braden on the far side of the perimeter. He's going to bring it up, almost carries, and then walks. But, he was moving in motion down to the post. Brian Eichley turns into the paint. Good job running the post, but can't quite get it. He passed it to Braden, who was on the move. Pass around to Duarte, his shot no good. Now to Eichley, far off the mark with Eichley, but he steals the ball back, finds Duarte, who's going to take it back out, and King Cove's going to reset their offense. Good move there into the paint and then running the post. That was just good knowledge of where everybody was on that pass-around shot. And that reset's not going to do much good because King Cove loses possession. Here comes New Stew with the ball.
So despite the point differential here, New Stew still playing hard. 53-16, but New Stew not going away easily here. Here's another long rainbow, but off the front iron there. That was 10 again. Christopher Jr., you can't leave him open in the wing as Kuzakin gets a shot again from the wing. Three-pointer no good, rebounded by Brandel.
Randall's going to dish it out to Duarte. He's going to take it to the top of the key. Moving over here, he's got Brighton Eichley on his right. Gets what would be a pick, but no one comes in. Kazakin runs the baseline, looking for the cross post pass to Lind, and up and in. Beautiful. King Cove, it feels like King Cove knows where every player is at all times on the court. They make passes that are just perfect.
Yep, great chemistry there. I mean, they do a great job of creating those 5-on-4 opportunities, those mismatches. Always looking for that best opportunity. Long shot there from Christopher Jr., and he's got his 7th point of the game, leading all the scorers. Yeah, great shot there. Turning into a nice young scorer there for that. He's a freshman there, so watch out for him. Who netted that one there?
That was Eichley with the laser pass into the bottom post. He puts it up and in. And the defense on the inside paint is good by New Stew, but King Cove is just passing like crazy, doing a great job making opportunities. Down to the baseline, here's a shot over the rim by number 4, Walcott Jr. Rebound goes to King Cove, and break on the right-hand side, Kuzak, and Brandel's going to take it in all the way, and man, he was in a tough spot from about 7 feet out, but he jumps up for an off-position jumper, and it goes in off the glass. I thought that was a wrong call, but man, he made it happen.
Yeah, great finish there. That was an open gym finish there by Brandel. he didn't learn that from Coach. He definitely learned that down at his time, spending lots of hours down at the King Cove open gym.
Here's New Stew with possession. Number 2 turns around, runs right into Lynn, pulls up his dribble, needs some help, finds it from number 5, Gus.
Oh, there's Christopher Jr. again for 3, and it's good. Man, he is just not missing as he gets his 4. That'll be 9 points for him as he's approaching double figures.
Great shot.
Nice balanced offensive attack here from King Cove as Lynn gets his 7th point of the game. We have just well-balanced scoring here from King Cove. With Brandel with 10, we have Severin, he's got 6, Gould with 11, and 22, that's Kazakin with 8, and
good
Duarte with
there.
3. So lots of spread numbers here from King Cove. Well-balanced attack.
Good shot there by number 2 from New Stew. Isn't going to go down. Braden on the fast break, but he's got defense coming on really quick. They're not going to draw the foul. Wildcott Jr. lets him have the chance, but tried to put some pressure on him. Didn't, and Braden still got to go. Quick check-in with the score, 63-21. King Cove with a dominating lead right now. just under three to go in the game.
Yeah, watch out for Brandel here. The sophomore is leading all scorers now with 12 points. So a great blow-up game here for Brandel, the young star. Nice no-look pass there from Brandel to Eichley.
Cross the court pass to Braden from Duarte. He's in the air, catches it facing backwards away from the basket, and before he even touches the ground, just dishes it to Eichley, who's trailing right behind him. That was a beautifully executed play by Braden, and he's just looking fantastic on the court.
Yeah, he is. He's boosted. He's getting a confidence booster in this game. That might be exactly what Coach Brock wants from him, is a turnover there from New Student. A long pass, and guess who?
Braden.
It's Braden. That one he can't finish. I think it was tipped there by number 5.
Good job by Gus getting back on the defense fast. And Braden, we all know, is a super quick runner. King Cove swept cross country this year, and lots of great athletes on the floor. Here's New Steel. Shot goes high by Christopher Jr. over the rim. Eichley on a fast coast-to-coast break. Saw the lane, misses the layup just barely. Put back by Braden. It's not going to go down. Eichley falls to the floor hard trying to save it, but New Steel's going to walk away with possession. Here's Christopher for three. Drains the bucket. Puts him in the double digits.
I'm really enjoying watching this Christopher Jr. here. Yeah. That freshman now has 12 points for New Stu, and Coach Walcott must just be thrilled about him. Oh, my gosh. Elia Lind with a long three-pointer.
From the yellow line.
That was from the three-meter line of the volleyball court. Anybody, any familiar volleyball fans know how far that one was out for Lind. I mean, that was a Steph Curry shot right there.
It was a good line, but just short of the rim. I mean, if he had been, like, 2 inches ahead, it would have, like, just a little bit more mustard would have made it happen.
Yeah, he was lined up for the shot, and it was straight on, but just a little bit short. I mean, he might be feeling good about that one. Another long shot there from, you know it, Christopher Jr. for New Stu, but no good off the front iron. Fade away, no good there from number 11. And rebounded. Two offensive boards back-to-back from Stu.
And here we go. Severin's going to put a stop to it. He's got Braden cutting fast on the right-hand side, misses that layup again. He's always in the right place, but he just going to have to keep working on those layups. Here's Christopher Jr., gets the pass, can't quite fire off as quick as he wants, so he's going to take it around the perimeter, finds Gus. Gus, with two defenders all over him, sends it back to long for three. No! Wow. It's like he's got that just lined in, 65-27.
That'll be 14 there from Christopher Jr., the freshman having the game of his life here.
Yeah. That's he's doing great out there. 30 seconds to go. King Cove up, 65-27. Eichley gets an easy pass underneath the left-hand side from about 3 feet out. He'll finish that one with no question. Here comes number 1, Elijah Christopher. He gets a good look at the lane, pulls up for a shot off the glass, hard, no good. Rebound goes to Severin, and here's King Cove. Looks like they're just going to run the clock out. Severin with the ball. He goes up past the half-court line, and there we go. Final seconds of the game. Great effort from both these squads. It was a nice, even-paced game. King Cove walks away with the win, 67-27. But, man, Christopher Guest from New Studio Hawk did a great job. I'm counting at least 4 3-pointers. They were beautiful to watch. A good all-around performance from the T-Jacks. Everyone got a taste of the action. They did a great job running the floor, running their plays. Good passing, got it from the outside and on the inside. It was a great performance by King Cove.